Welcome back. You're with This Week. Are health workers responding to a call to work extra shifts this weekend to help reduce overcrowding levels next week? It was made by the CEO of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, and echoed by the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, after spikes in chronic overcrowding in hospitals were seen following long weekends throughout the year. Overcrowding happens when there are more people who have been declared by doctors to be too ill to be sent home from hospital than there are beds in hospitals. Dr. Fergal Hickey is Communications Officer with the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine. He's in our Sligo studio this lunchtime. Dr. Hickey, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Gavin.
In your view, is a call for extra help working?
I'm not sure. I don't think anybody knows the number of people who have signed up to this. But I think it's important that we understand that you can't run a first world health service on volunteerism. If we want to change the staffing model, and I think it's appropriate that it moves to a 24/7, 365 model, then it needs to be done properly rather than simply asking people to volunteer, particularly when we know that by international standards, we're relatively poorly staffed.
The CEO of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, told the News at One on Friday that there so far had been a varied and positive response to that call. He said it was a voluntary one and was asked on the basis of people's existing terms and conditions. Can you understand why he made that call based on discharge levels over previous bank holiday weekends this year?
I can understand why he is seeking to reduce the amount of overcrowding, and I'd certainly welcome that. But the biggest elephant in the room and the biggest contributor to overcrowding is the fact that our acute hospital bed stock is extremely low by international standards. We have 2.8 acute hospital beds per 1,000 of the population. The EU average is 3.97 and the OECD average is 4.3. And that is the elephant in the room that needs to be fixed. It is easy to make these pleas and easy to talk about other issues, but we need to fix the underlying problem. And Mr. Gloucester, I would strongly suggest, needs to focus on that. The other is important, but it is not going to solve the problem.
Stephen Donnelly says that he's introduced 1,000 extra beds into the health system. He told Friday's Morning Ireland that the health system is in the middle of the biggest expansion and reform of the healthcare service, quote, in many years and probably decades. That critically, there's a new consultant contract in place, which moves from rostering 40 hours a week to 80 hours a week, and that an extra 21,000 people have been added to the health service in the last 3 years.
I wish it was that simple, to be honest. The reality is that 1,000 beds have been promised. My understanding is that the net increase in beds, and I think that's the figure that people need to get to, is much, much smaller than that. So there have been some additional beds, but there have been losses of beds. So the net increase in beds is a few hundred. Now, the reality is we need thousands more hospital beds. We need somewhere between 4,000 and 6,000. People argue about it, but it is not going to be solved by a few hundred beds. I mean, I accept that Minister Donnelly has done more than any other minister in recent times. Under every other minister in the last 20 years, the number of beds has gone down. So at least it's starting to go up under Minister Donnelly's ambit, but it needs to go up very substantially. And we need to get to a place where if you require hospital admission, a decision is made that you require hospital admission and you get to a hospital in a timely fashion. There were 320 people on trolleys on Friday morning. Now, you might say, well, it's better than 700 or 800 or 900 or some of the crazy figures we've got to, but this is completely unacceptable. The idea of the target must be zero, and that needs to be fought for in the same way that the Road Safety Authority would never suggest that there's an acceptable number of road deaths. They would always set the figure at the acceptable figure as zero. The acceptable figure for people on trolleys also needs to be zero. And the only way that we're going to achieve that is by creating the necessary capacity, not just in hospitals, but in the community. One of the big reasons that you cannot discharge people in large numbers at the weekends is not due to who does or doesn't work in hospital at weekends. It's simply the fact that there are no supports in the community to support such discharges. Many of the community hospitals, many of the nursing homes don't accept transfers at the weekend. Ambulance transport is very difficult to achieve at the weekend. And many of the supports necessary in the community, home help and other things that would be necessary to have a safe discharge simply don't exist at the weekend.
Dr. Fergal Hickey, Communications Officer with the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine, thanks to you very much for coming into our Sligo studio today.